just go up?
Well, me and my family still has about twice the national average in respiratory problems.
I think I live in the city.
Okay, what do you call a shelter where you keep pigs? Or a place?
Hog parlor.
Hog parlor?
Yep. Pig pen, pig sty, hog parlor.
Got any hogs?
No.
Okay.
They're aggressive.
Yes.
By nature. And of course, swim high.
But I would want to be around the car when he's aggressive.
Get my hammer. So my friend gets on the car, I called him a stray dog one time, and took my little trusty hammer and said,
You need any stray dogs?
No, actually I killed.
Tom would let you kill about six.
Actually, I even kill my neighbor's dogs if they start getting in my yard.
Uh-huh.
And if they don't like it, I've got a bullet that says to whom it may concern written.
Do you like dogs? Is it yours?
I'm not particularly dog though. Mm.
Well, our dogs
are cats, but if I had dogs, I would like to have like coon dogs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not a deer hunter. I'd like to coon dogs.
Yeah.
But, other than that, my father keeps a bulldog that he sets on the bull when he gets out to get him. And you see this great old big bull running along with this dog got him over here.
Is it a real bulldog?
Yeah.
That's why they're called bulldogs, huh?
I guess.
God.
Grab hold and don't turn loose.
Our dog's in heat though. We're surrounded over there.
Ours is a she. We have her in a pen that has 4 foot high, 5 foot high, non-climbable wire. We have a hot fence right around the top.
That's good.
So anybody wants to meet you over the top, it's going to be exciting.
I should bring mine out there. Okay. Before refrigeration came into existence,
we had ice boxes.
Mm-hmm.
We kept the buttermilk in the well.
Mm-hmm.
We used the old smokehouse.
Mm-hmm.
That type of thing.
Okay.
We canned meats and vegetables, as we still do.
Since you've been alive, have they always had a refrigerator?
We've always had refrigerators on the time. We took the old ice box just simply rotted apart, and we took it out and just put it in the washing field a few years back. But we still had it.
Did you ever hear of people storing their milk and butter in a stream or something to keep it cool?
Yeah, in the well.
In the well.
You don't have the open well. You put it on a rope and lower it down.
Okay. What about like potatoes, things like that?
You put them in a potato hill.
What's a potato hill?
Okay, you do hole 2 to 3 feet below the ground in the field. You cover the bottom of the ground with straw.
Mm-hmm.
Put your potatoes on top of it. Cover that with straw, and then bark.
Mm-hmm.
And then the bark will give them a place they don't have air.
Right.
And then you cover it up with dirt.
And mark it well.
No, you can see it. It's mounded up in the field. Dig in.
Okay. Let's see. What about if there's a place by the barn, perhaps it's fenced, and you keep a cow in there or something like that, what would you call that area? Or maybe where the chickens walk around?
Have a chicken pen.
Uh-huh.
Cow would be cow pen.
Mm-hmm.
Now, idea of a barnyard to me is simply an open space where they run free.
Uh-huh.
Where I come from, we've been big on pinning up the chicken.
Just let them
drop
where they were.
Yes. It really makes you feel good when you can come up between your bare toes.
I know.